The show's gonna be starting soon. I swear it seems like the past year, all we talked about is coronavirus. Haven't we said anything? Everything that can be said about it, haven't we already said it? Yeah, me too. God, I mean, at least the Democratic primaries were fun. And, Tulsa, I mean, she was hot, but she's dropped out. Yeah, Bernie, and oh God, Joe Biden. And you know, I don't know, I mean, I even miss Joe Biden. Yeah. Huh? How's that? Well, you know, all these things he says, because they're kind of weird. I mean, imagine what it would be like if he was really going to be the president. Just imagine. I mean, like, he supposedly has a lock on the nomination. They've canceled the primaries, so he's ahead. All I know is I got to think of something to talk about during my show, because, you know, it's coming up in a couple hours, but I don't know. I'm feeling kind of tired. I think I'm just going to take a nap until showtime. Yeah. Joe Biden. President Joe Biden. President of the United... President Biden.
Fellow delegates, my fellow Americans, I am honored to stand before you at this great convention. And I am honored to place in nomination the name of the next president of these United States. A name that has been the name synonymous with integrity and vision. A man of the people, of the men and the women, and the little girls and boys. The great friend and supporter of President Barack Obama. Fellow delegates, the name is the name that you have on the tip of my tongue. I stand before you on this historic occasion to place in nomination the name of the man whom, with which, will defeat the orange demon in the White House. this man is a man who is a friend of the Friends of America, of the black and the white, and the straight, and the gay, and the trans, and the undocumented, and the undocumented gay trans. And boy, oh boy, does he love Israel! A friend of mine, and a friend of yours, the next president of the United States, Joseph Biden!
Called a man of few words, let me say it as simply as I can. Yes, yes, I accept your nomination for the next president of the United States of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, Joseph R. Biden.
Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States
against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you, Mr. Justice.
President of the United States, the Honorable Joseph R. Biden.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And there weren't a lot of them. It was a 3-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the damn cement over there. And I did, Dave. And back in those days, you see how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a baby cap. And so he was up on the board, we're listening, and I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this is mostly, these were all public houses behind me. My car, there was a gate on here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight races. Not a joke. There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the bulls. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where the mechanics, where all the bulls are. You know, the chain, used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off the 6-foot length of chain. He pulled up and said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk in the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, those days, you used to remember the straight race, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at him, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you to get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again, but I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that, not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
Thank you.
I got to do the show? Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, not .net. .net's for losers. republicbroadcasting.org, the home of free speech and the place where you can, where your dreams can come true. All your dreams can come true if you go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button and send some badly needed shekels. Also, go to nationalbugle.com and download the Co-Certified app. It's great. In fact, it's so great, rather than telling you how great it is in line, I'm just going to play their commercial right now. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Co-Certified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anybody who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future. Okay, that was an important message, and it is pertinent to everybody. All right, enough said. Well, so we've been hearing a whole lot about coronavirus, and what else are we going to talk about? I don't know, but I'm going to spend at least the next 90 seconds or so talking about the Democratic primaries, because I miss them. I miss them. Remember Pete Buttigieg and how much fun we could have just with his name, just talking about him. His name, Buttigieg. Other people had different names for him, butt guy or whatever. But, and I think it was really Buttigieg. That's what he said. I don't speak Maltese. It was a Maltese name. Remember Kamala Harris? That's a trip down memory lane. But speaking about tripping down memory lane, she might well be Joe Biden's running mate. Because, you know, Kamala Harris and Beau Biden, Joe's deceased son, apparently had a thing going on. Me and Mrs. What was her name? Harris. They had apparently, rumor has it, they had a thing going on, which is why Joe Biden was so taken aback when she said that she didn't think Joe Biden was a racist. But who else? I mean, Biden has made it clear he's going to pick a woman. So Harris is definitely on the list. Buttigieg, I don't think makes the cut, unless he goes trans, which could happen. It could have. Stranger things have happened. Tell me stranger things haven't happened. Uh-uh. If you tell me stranger things haven't happened, I'm going to call you a dog-faced lion pony soldier. That's another trip down memory lane. All right. We are coming up on the break, and when we get back, I guess we'll talk about coronavirus. All right. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Okay, we're back, and you know, the thing about coronavirus is so much of what I've been saying is, I don't know. Why? Because I don't know. There's a couple things I do know, and I'll reiterate the one thing I do know, which is that we shouldn't go to war with China over it. And if you heard me, I had a show where I played a lot of clips of Tucker Carlson and also Senator Josh Hawley. And I'm actually, hold everything.
Senator Josh Hawley represents the state of Missouri. We're always happy to have him on tonight. Great to see you, Senator.
Okay, here the senator makes some perfectly valid points about the dependency that the United States has developed on goods manufactured in China. That's all fine. Then this.
What do we know about the Chinese government's cover-up of this virus in its early days?
Well, we know that they suppressed the actual news, and we know that they ordered the whistleblower doctors to keep silent. Of course, one of those doctors at least lost his life because of that. We know that they delayed global response to this virus by weeks, weeks that represent thousands of lost lives, Tuckers. There are studies out there that show that if we'd had more time to deal with this, lives, many, many lives could have been saved. So listen, the Chinese Communist Party has systematically lied to its own people who paid the price. They lied to the world. Now we're all paying the price. And that's why I think we ought to have an international investigation about where this originated. We know where it was. It was China. China ought to be held to account, and they ought to be made to foot the bill for what the world, including the United States, is now suffering.
I agree with that absolutely and completely.
Okay, now that was clearly retarded. Now, I don't call Tucker retarded every day, because he's, in the words of Andrew Englund, who is the Will Rogers of our century, Tucker Carlson is the most important person in America. Well, that's what Andrew says, and I think it's close. If he runs for president in 2024, would I vote for him? I hope so. But there's the good Tucker and there's the bad Tucker, and that was bad Tucker. Bad Tucker. He shouldn't be doing that. So that I'm emphatic about. I know we shouldn't be going to war with China because we don't know where this came from. And even if it was leaked out of a Chinese bioweapons lab, okay, there's bioweapons labs all over the place. And if it was leaked out, it was accidental. But it's a type of thing that could happen anywhere. And Israel, you know, they got big bioweapons. We got smallpox. The Russians and the United States have not let smallpox be completely eradicated from the face of the earth because both countries are keeping the virus for whatever purposes. And so even if this leaked out accidentally from China, well, we've got all these countries that are doing bioweapons research and they're developing these doomsday viruses. The first one that leaks it out, are they the only ones that are guilty? Really? Israel's never had to join any treaties on, you know, banning bioweapons or chemical weapons or nuclear weapons. They never have to do that. It could have been accidentally released from a research lab that wasn't doing bioweapons, but was doing all sorts of other experiments and studying doomsday viruses. And as I mentioned, Paul Cottrell, who I don't know if he knows what he's talking about or not, but he seems to know more than I do, and he seems to know more than most of the people on TV, so I do quote him. He was on Stefan Molyneux's show a week or two ago, and I had one person who says, okay, just because Stefan Molyneux has a million YouTube subscribers, does that mean his guests know what they're talking about? It's like, no, but if you know what you're talking about, or if you don't know what you're talking about, no matter who you are, if you have access to Stefan Molyneux's above average crowd of 1 million subscribers, wouldn't you want to talk to them? I think I would. And Paul Cottrell, he says that this was genetically engineered. I don't know if it was or not, but according to Paul Cottrell, that there are sequences that are clearly from HIV that were inserted in, and there's a lot of reasons why researchers could do this besides a doomsday bioweapon. And it's above my pay grade, but it could happen. And according to Paul Cottrell, this was something that this particular strain or the strain that it was developed from had been shared by by these laboratories all over the place. We know that there was some, and I don't have his name handy, but there was some Jewish researcher at Harvard who I think was arrested for smuggling this or a very similar virus to China. So all sorts of things are going on. And that's why, you know, and if it mutated somehow in nature, which I don't think is what happened, but, you know, these things do mutate. Do you go after China? All right, I don't want to be a broken record on China. We are going to be going off to the break in very shortly, and I'll be back and try to talk about something new that I haven't talked about before. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is, by the way, this is Uncle Paddy's, I don't know if I said it at the beginning, this is Uncle Paddy's Corona Time Happy Hour. All right, so, have we said everything that can possibly be said about this? Well, I don't know. We are learning more and more about it, and then, you know, what's going on? Okay, I got a message just a few minutes ago from a friend of mine who works at a karaoke pub, and she's lost her job now. So the pub is closing permanently because of financial inviability. Well, it seemed pretty financially viable last time I was there, but if you're not allowed to go out, you're not going to make any money. And these places, these small places here and there, a lot of small businesses just can't withstand months of stay at home, months of shelter in place. So, you know, the place had been shut down temporarily, but now it's permanent. And this is going to be more and more common. Now, my friend's not going to go and commit suicide, but we know we're in the middle of an opioid crisis, and we know a lot of the opioid abuse, where is it coming from? Well, a lot of it comes from unemployed construction workers. So are they on opioids because they're construction workers or because they're unemployed? Well, you know, being unemployed is certainly an aggravating factor. And we're getting to this point where is the cure worse than the disease? And it's something that needs to be talked about and looked at. Now, I've been willing to cooperate personally. For me, I do a lot of work at home anyway, and also I welcome the opportunity to clean my basement. But you know, a lot of people in the country don't have basements. I had a friend who called me before the show and was saying that, what was it, in this past flu season, 85,000 people died of the regular flu, and so far, amidst all the corona panic we've had in the United States, 2,000 to 3,000, I don't know what today's numbers are. Now, obviously, the coronavirus is not just the flu. It's some combination of much more communicable, much more easily spread, and much more dangerous than the regular flu. That being said, just think about this for a second. Right now, a big hunk of the world is sheltering in place. You know, much of the American economy is largely on shutdown mode. The Chinese economy maybe is coming out of it, but it had been. Europe shut down. Now, these are the three biggest. Japan, which seemed to have been doing pretty well with its early measures, because Japan's the number four economy. If you're going to say, I guess the EU might be the biggest economy if you're going to look at it as a group, and then the United States would be next, and then China would be next after that, and Japan comes next. All these economies are like partly shut down. And then much of the rest of the world, India, which is a big economy, and India's had very, very few deaths or cases so far, but they're enforcing, I had an Indian doctor here in the United States tell me, last week, that it's going to be, if you go out, if you violate the orders, you'll be shot. Now, I don't know if people are really being shot, and I don't know where he got his information from, but there appear to be videos of people being beaten. They're out on the streets, and they're being beaten with batons or ratons or whatever they're called, or whatever they are. We certainly saw lots of videos of people in China who were out without masks being arrested, somewhat violently. Even South Africa is shutting down. South Africa, I believe, has had two deaths. So you're getting something unprecedented. It's unprecedented that the a big hunk of the world and the vast majority of the world's economy is going into some sort of shutdown mode. And you can, if all you're trying to do is minimize the number of deaths from coronavirus, well, yeah, that will help minimize the number of deaths from coronavirus. But out of all the events that have happened in the history of humanity, or, just in your lifetime, or just in the past 10 or 20 years, in terms of damage done so far to humanity, in terms of health, there's lots of things that we don't even remember. How about in 2004, I think there was an earthquake in the Indian Ocean, and it killed, hundreds of thousands of people right there. Now, what are you going to do about, because of the tsunami? I mean, there's all sorts of things. How about, wars? I mean, we have these things going on all the time. And so at some point, you got to step back and say, this is having side effects. The shutdown has side effects. So you've got all sorts of businesses that aren't going to come back. The karaoke pub's not coming back. you've got people, well, I mean, because an economy is about the production and distribution of goods and services. And people are still requiring goods and services. And if they're not being produced, well, you might have some inventory here or there. I mean, you do have inventory. It's not as if nothing's being produced. You do have some production. But production's slowed down. Has consumption slowed down? I mean, has consumption of food slowed down? No. Has consumption of a lot of things? Well, I mean, how about shelter in place? How about shelter? Has consumption of shelter slowed down? No, because people are sheltering. Is the production of it slowed down? Well, yeah. Nobody's building new ones, so yeah, that's slowed down. But what about a lot of the shelter consumption of it? Consumption of shelter. We pay rent, okay? Is there going to be a rent moratorium? Because who's paying the rent? If people are getting fired because their businesses are going out of business, their employees don't have paychecks, who's paying the rent? So who's going to be, at some point there are going to be these big costs, and who bears the cost? So and then, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to evict a tenant? Are you going to get a new tenant? And if you're not evicting the tenant who's not paying rent, well, then what are those people doing? And a lot of landlords aren't huge conglomerates. A lot of landlords are people who have one or two or maybe a few investment properties. But, you know, they're not huge landlords. There's all sorts of things. And at some point, you know, we've got to do this assessment. I don't know. And that's why, you know, I've been kind of resisting doing a show like this, because I don't know. And you've had epidemics like smallpox that reverberated around the world for centuries. And during the 16th, during the 17th and 18th centuries, I believe that smallpox was the leading cause of death in Europe. Both centuries, it was the leading cause of death. Presumably in the... Hold on. Okay. Hey, Melania, listen. I'm doing my thing, and I can't really talk right now. Yeah, we're gonna... Well, you know, we can shelter. We can shelter in place. I got a spot. We can shelter in place. And yeah, he probably does. Either he's got the coronavirus or he's got some sort of weird neocon brain virus, because something's infecting him. It's like a I'm in the middle of the show. I'll get back to you later. Okay. Love you. Bye-bye. So where was I? So I've been resisting doing this show because, who knows, and the smallpox in North America, wasn't it the leading cause of death? It was the leading cause of death in East Asia. And so these things, they can be severe. They can be severe. So I'm not discounting it. But is really having everybody shelter in place for a prolonged period of time? Because now they're, you know, if it was two weeks or even 4 weeks, you know, which 4 weeks is supposedly twice the incubation period. And we are, I mean, we've been sheltering in place. That's, and I mean, you've got this counterfactual. What if we hadn't? How fast would it have spread? And we don't know. The thing is, we're operating without knowledge. We don't know so much because, for instance, we don't have testing. Now, the testing I saw on Jim Cramer's show on CNBC last night, what was the name of the... manufacturer, I think it was Abbott. I think they're going to manufacture testing kits, and they think they're going to be pumping out huge numbers of testing kits where you can test somebody in 5 minutes. Because we're operating based on assumptions and not based on knowledge. and we're taking very, very draconian measures. And so when you know, you had 3.3 million people, was it last week, who filed for unemployment? And, you know, people, there are people out there who think that all you have to do is print money, that there's modern economic theory, or modern whatever it's called, and that modern economic theory, doesn't matter how much money you print, it's not going to cause inflation. Well, I mean, somebody's got to be producing goods and services, and how long can you just last where everybody's sitting at home tending, you know, cleaning out their basement, which I welcome the opportunity. And it might be that a once in a lifetime little reset where the whole world has kind of a jubilee and they can stay at home for two to four weeks and get caught up on things every, you know, or maybe once a decade, do that type of thing. Once a decade where you, that might not be a bad thing. I mean, Dr. Duke's always talking about fasting, but that's what we're doing. This is as a species, as a planet, we're kind of going on a fast in a way. It's a little bit different. I mean, fast, you stop consuming. What we're doing is we're stopping production. But now you're hearing people say, oh, well, it's got to last into June. Well, it's got to go on for 6 months. I don't really think that can happen. You're not going to have an economy to go back to. And maybe you're going to save tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of lives from the coronavirus. But how many people die in a given year? How many people die in a given year? And let's just say that the average life expectancy is 70, and you've got 7 billion people. Now, obviously, we've got, in places like Africa, you've got a young population, so there are a lot more 10-year-olds than there are 70-year-olds. But just for the sake of this little mind exercise, let's just say everybody's evenly distributed between age 0 and age 70, and you've got 7 billion people. And, I mean, you could have 100 million people. In that scenario, you'd have 100 million people dying in a year. Realistically, it's because the population is skewed towards the youth. Did I say that right? 100? Yeah, 100 million. So maybe you have 50 million people dying every year. And the number of deaths from coronavirus, and I'm not saying I want people to die, but I'm just saying... from coronavirus, the number of deaths in kind of the worst case scenarios, if they're talking, they're talking about what's probably going to be a marginal difference. And at the same time, if we continue like this, and you continue with massive economic dislocation, and then you've got people like Josh Hawley who are saying, well, China's got to pay, all of this could lead... it could lead to severe depression. What happened in Russia when they had their severe depression? They had a severe depression in the 1990s due to these Jewish oligarchs implementing a kleptocracy in the wake of the dismemberment of the Soviet Union. And, you know, they had Boris Yeltsin as their figurehead, as their puppet, but they had a kleptocracy and they ran that country into the ground. And life expectancy for Russian men during the 1990s, it was never all that high, but it went from about 66 to 58 as a life expectancy. It plunged by 8 years. The life expectancy in America for white men has already been falling. You know, this is something that Tucker used to talk about. And if we have a depression, there's going to be lots and lots of people who are dying, who are going to have their lives horribly impacted. And so if you're going to leave everything up to maximizing or minimizing the number of people dying from coronavirus, you are going to have side effects. And the side effects are going to include alcoholism, suicide, overdose. And in a Russian 1990s scenario, then you do have starvation. You'd have freezing to death. And so we can't be thinking of maximizing outcomes. We've got to optimize. We have to consider more than one factor. We got to try to optimize all sorts of things. And I'm not talking about saving the economy for Wall Street. I'm not talking about stock prices. I'm talking about people's jobs and people's lives. I'll be right back.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? Oh, what's that they're saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch him shoving along.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future. Okay, and we are right back. So there's just another minute or so left in the show. I think we're going to have a song from our friend, not Filbert Applebag, who did the song at the beginning of the show, the instrumental, but from Malcolm Poindexter. What's his name? Oh, you know who I'm talking about. And but that's the one thought I want to leave you with is, okay, right now we're in the shutdown mode, and okay, let's cooperate with it. Let's do our very, very best the social distancing, the hygiene, and all of that. But we've got to start asking the question: is the cure worse than the disease? People do have to work, and we can't just be silenced because you're trying to kill old people, or you're trying to kill old white people, or whatever. There are a lot of questions that need to be asked. Okay, I'll be back again with another exciting Patrick and Jeremy show tomorrow.
Danke schön, Angela, danke schön. Thank you for all the rape and pain. Pictures show migrants in a row, marching through the streets, fields of wheat. Lots to eat, jihad sweet. Danke schön, Frau Merkel, danke schön. Elbow flies, no need to explain. Don't be afraid, we'll have our pensions paid. Meanwhile, they'll tear your dress. What a mess, I confess, that's not all. Danke schön. Angela, danke schön. I want to thank you for a Muslim parade. Crying moms, Christmas market bombs, corpses intertwined for all time. What a crime, how sublime. Danke schön, Frau Chancellor, danke schön. Now you have lust. Deutschland down the drain. Charles Martel, he gave the Muslims hell. But not the Jack. What do we lack when they attack? And we get sad. Danke schön, oh darling, danke schön. Thank you for screwing us again. And what a call. So why do we get lost? The Holocaust, my heart says, don't you shame, don't you shame. I'll be the shame, don't you shame.
He rules this land with sheep, the Sheik of Arabia.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.